faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. As Superman streaks from one key spot to another for some slim clue, Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor are helpless prisoners of the coldly brutal Man Without a Face.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, I've got an idea of how much fun you fellows and girls get out of reading the comic strips. You wouldn't want to miss them, so it's mighty exciting when your favorite funny paper characters come to life in their pictures on those comic buttons in the new series and packages of Kellogg's Pep. First off, you get a close-up view of your friends. 18 different characters in all. Old familiars like Pat Patton and Tess Trueheart and Chief Brandon, Vitamin Flintheart, Judy and Corky, and Superman, of course. And the pictures are done up in full, bright colors, too. So they really show off when you wear your Pep comic buttons on your jacket or your dress or beanie cap. Yes, sir, collecting Pep comic buttons is the sort of fun that lasts a long, long time. And you're always looking forward to getting a new button whenever Mom opens a new package of Pep. That's the only way you can get these swell prizes, you know. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But you get a comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And do you get a load of super delicious eating? Why, your breakfast bowl full of those golden whole wheat flakes tastes a doggone sunny and toasty and crisp? Why, you just showed me a fellow or girl who can resist it. Remember, gang, ask Mom to get you lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now the adventures of Superman.
Certain that Lois Lane and young Bucky Taylor are prisoners of the Man Without a Face, a mysterious person who is about to launch a mysterious death blow at the World Peace Organization, Clark Kent searched the former headquarters of the International Plotter. There he found many photographs of Luigi Rinasi and Salim Shah, two of the leaders in the World Peace Movement. And with editor Perry White, Kent started for the State Department, where the two men were guests at a reception that was scheduled to be over at midnight. En route, Kent discovered that his watch had stopped, and that it actually was past midnight. Ordering the taxi driver to stop, Kent leaped to the street, planning to streak the rest of the way as Superman. But White, fearing Kent had momentarily taken leave of his senses, followed him. And as our story continues now, White is clinging to Kent's unwilling arm. Listen.
For heaven's sake, let go of me, Chief. Every second counts.
No, I won't let go until you explain yourself. You said you were going to get Superman.
Well, I am. Now, please go back to the planet.
You're
out
of your mind, Kent.
But
how do you expect to find Superman?
Oh, what's the use? Chief... Get set for the shock of your life.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Forgive me, I hate to do this, but it can't be
helped!
Oh. Poor guy. That really did hurt me more than it did him. Well, I'll just set him back in this cab. There we are. He'll come to in a few moments and be sore as a boil. Take this man to the Daily Planet, driver.
Okay.
Now to duck into this alley and out of these clothes. Only Rinasi and Salim Shah haven't left the State Department yet, because I'm sure I can only find Lois and Bucky through them. There we are. All set for a Superman job. Up and away!
Well, there's the State Department building, and it's dark. Down to that police officer.
Down!
What the...
Pardon me, officer.
Jumping to a horse of it. It's Superman.
Yes, I'm sorry to startle you, but I see the reception at the State Department is over. Can you tell me when it broke up?
Well, let me see now. About 11:30, I'd say.
That's 3/4 of an hour ago. Now, tell me, did you happen to notice two of the delegates, Luigi Rinasi and Salim Shah, in the crowd that left?
I'm sorry, Superman, but I'm afraid I wouldn't know the gentleman you mentioned.
You wouldn't, eh?
But if they were here, why, then they must have left with the others.
Well, I guess you're right. Well, the only thing left to do now is to check at their homes and hope they got there safely. All right, thank you, officer.
You're welcome.
Up and away!
My name is
is Clark Kent. Doesn't Luigo Renassi, the World Peace Delegate, live in this hotel?
Yes, he does, Mr. Kent.
Good. Can you tell me if he's come in yet tonight?
Why, no, he hasn't.
Are you sure?
Positive. A telegram just came for him, and we tried his room. Also, his key is still in the box.
Uh-oh. This hotel is more than 10 minutes from the State Department, and Renassi left almost an hour ago.
I beg your pardon?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Thanks very much. Well, I don't like this. Hope I'll have better luck at Salim Shah's apartment. Say, Salim Shah hasn't returned from the reception yet?
No, Mr. Kent, he hasn't.
Do you know if he expected to come straight home?
Oh, yes, sir. The master always returns home immediately from any function.
I see. Taxi would have had him here over half an hour ago.
Beg pardon, Mr. Kent?
Oh, no, nothing. Thanks very much. Goodbye. Out of these clothes again. I'll just check the roads between the State Department and here for Renassi and Salim Shah. With both of them unaccounted for, this looks like a real job for Superman.
There we are, all set. Now, up and away!
Leaping high into the night sky, Superman streaks back over the road to the State Department. Then doubles back and rages over all streets and roads between the State Department, Renassi's hotel, and Salim Shah's apartment. But except for an occasional cruising taxicab or a home-going car, the streets are deserted.
Beginning to like this less and less. Now my hunch says more definitely than ever that unless I find Renassi and Salim Shah, I won't find Lois or Bucky Taylor either until it's too late. I must find them. Away!
Widening his range, the Man of Steel swoops in great circles over the dark northwest portion of the city, his keen eyes searching, probing below. Then farther he ranges, out over the city limits, and beyond, to dark suburbs and open country. Like some great eagle, he flashes high to the sky and views the country below for miles away, then streaks downward to hunt above streets and houses and fields. Meanwhile, in a room of the large house now occupied by the Man Without a Face and his henchmen, Lois Lane and young Bucky Taylor, their arms wired behind their backs, their ankles likewise bound with wire, have managed to drag themselves to a kneeling position before a window. Four stories below, they can see the moonlit driveway, which sweeps up to the massive house through acres of dark spreading lawns and terraced gardens, backed by groves of woodland. Bucky breaks the momentary silence.
Oh, how I'd like to see a couple of police cars roll up that driveway, Miss Lane.
While you're dreaming, Bucky, why not wish for Superman to show up?
Yeah, wouldn't that be swell? He'd take care of Mr. Man Without a Face and those other characters downstairs in short order.
He certainly would.
The only trouble is he doesn't know where we are or the fix we're in. Neither do the police. Oh, gosh, Miss Lane, what are we going to do? Oh,
I hate to say it, Bucky, but...
Yeah, I know. We can't do anything.
Well, you heard the Man Without a Face tell those others downstairs that his agents are going to grab Luigo Renassi and Salim Shah when they leave the reception at the State Department tonight and bring them here. And then they and we are...
Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh, it just doesn't add up. I dodged the Nazis all over Europe for 2 years, and then I come to America, and they get me.
Well, the Man Without a Face isn't working only for the Nazis, Bucky. Selfish interests all over the world are paying him to wreck the World Peace Organization.
Oh, the dopes. Don't they know if there's another war with atomic weapons, they'll be wiped out, too?
Some people are like ostriches, Bucky. They bury their heads in the sand, and they won't see what's going on beyond their noses or their pocketbooks.
Yes, and we have to pay for it. Oh, gosh, Miss Lane, if there were only some way we could let Mr. Kent and the police and everybody else know what's going on here.
Yes, if, but we can't. Oh, if I could only get these wires off my hands. Oh, they cut into my skin.
It wouldn't do much good if we could get them off. We can't jump four stories to the ground, and that gang is all over the house.
I know. Look, Bucky, a car is coming up the drive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, I hope it's not...
It's stopping. We'll find out in a minute.
Four men are getting out. Can you see who?
Wait a minute.
Look, two of the men have guns.
Yes, and wait. I can see the other two now.
Are they?
Yes. They're Luigi Renassi and Salim Shah.
Holy smokes.
The Man Without a Face has got them. Oh, Bucky.
Their hearts hammering, Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor look below to where Luigi Renassi and Salim Shah, the two men of peace, are being led from the car to the house by their armed captors. What will happen now? We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, have you heard about the clubs lots of the fellows and girls in the gang belong to these days? Neighborhood clubs, of course, but not just for social meetings. They're pep comic button clubs. You know, where the fellows and girls meet to compare notes and to trade duplicate pep comic buttons with each other. And that's just one kind of the fun you can have with this new series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Boy, you get a kick out of how nifty they look, too. The pictures of your funny paper favorites like Brenda Starr and Chief Brandon and Superman look so real and colorful, you're proud to wear them on your jacket or your dresser cap. What's more, these comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure that Mom keeps you supplied with plenty of Kellogg's Pep and look inside the package for your prize. And look for prize eating, too, because Kellogg's Pep is loaded with catchy sunshine flavor that tickles your taste like anything. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's crisp and fresh and golden toasted as can be. So remind Mom right now to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Imprisoned in a house occupied by the man without a face, their hands and ankles bound with wire, Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor have just seen a car drive up from which armed men took Luigo Rinasi and Salim Shah, leaders in the world peace movement.
This is what the man without a face was waiting for, Bucky. Rinasi and Salim Shah will be killed now, and so will we.
I know, Miss Lane.
We've got to do something. We just can't wait here like lambs.
Well, what can we do?
I don't know, but there must be some way. Wait a minute, Bucky. I've got it.
What do you mean?
That silver cigarette lighter on the coffee table.
What about it?
I could just reach it with my hands. Oh, darn, I missed it. There, I've got it.
Well, what are you going to do with that?
Start a fire, Bucky.
A what?
A fire. The window drapes will burn fast, and there's wood paneling on the wall.
Oh, but...
Look out now. I'm going to roll over to the drapes.
Well, wait. You don't know what you're doing, Miss Lane. You'll burn us up.
Maybe not. We're on the top floor, and a big blaze might attract attention and bring some people here.
Oh, but gee whiz, Miss Lane.
Just now, the drapes hang down to the floor. That's one break. If I can just work this lighter. Oh, dear, it won't light.
But gee, Miss Lane, I don't think
Would you rather just wait here for the man without a face to finish us and Rinasi and Solomon Shah and the peace organization, too?
Well, no,
there.
But
it lit.
Roll away, Miss Lane. The drapes caught.
Yes. Now, if only somebody sees the fire. It's our only chance, Bucky. Our only chance.
Throwing herself away, Lois Lane sees the long drapes smolder and leap into fire. And with the wide-eyed Bucky Taylor, watches the flames leap hungrily toward the wood paneling on the walls. What will happen? Will the girl reporter's daring attempt to save the life of herself and her young companion and of the men of peace succeed? Or has she only hastened their doom? Superman, as we know, is searching desperately for his friends. So don't fail to join him and Lois and Bucky tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. What's that, gang? Why, it's the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package, and you know how they dish out those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. So crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. Sure, that's their song of crispiness. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are fun to listen to, fun to eat. So ask Mom to get you the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.